world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it.
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with the Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good Monday morning here on Tax Day, although it's not officially Tax Day. I saw that they extended it to tomorrow. If you haven't filed your taxes, you have to be done by the 17th. Not the 15th, which was yesterday, not the 16th, which is today, but the 17th tomorrow is tax day. But I got to do a show on taxes. I really want to do a show on taxes and where our tax dollars really go. And it's like I had somebody said to me yesterday, I can't remember exactly where I was, is, man, you know something? If there wasn't withholding, if people just had to write a check out every month to the IRS, there'd be a revolt in America in about 2 weeks. You guys know that to be true, right? Now, withholding, they just withhold it. And people think, well, this is what I take home, and they're happy with it. But can you imagine writing down every week, sitting down and writing $500 to the IRS? It wouldn't take very long for people to get a little bit upset about that. I don't want to talk about the IRS today, but I just thought I would throw that out there. I'm a little bit rested. My schedule was all messed up last week. And, you know, when I drove into Jefferson, Missouri, and came back and all weekend, but I got a good sound 8 hours sleep last night, feel refreshed and ready to go. We're heading into a really, really, really big week with our Occupy Till I Come conference. I was on the phone yesterday with, spent some time on the phone with L.A. Marzulli yesterday, and spoke to Russ Dizdar yesterday, and spoke to a couple others yesterday. They're all excited about coming. Yes, you can still come. I've got a couple emails about that. Say, Coach, can we still make it to that thing? Yeah, you can still make it. And, by the way, so in case Sarge wants to kick me or Gary, somebody out there wants to kick me, if you bring your pastor, we'll let him in free. If you will bring your pastor, we will let him in free. Because, again, I'm convinced that a lot of what's going on around us is going on around us out of pure ignorance, pure ignorance. And so I think we're going to have a conference that's going to be like no other conference that I've ever been part of, because most of these prophecy conferences that I go to, and I'm not making fun of anybody or anything, all right? It is what it is. That, as I said before, the little stick man, you get a great big head and not a whole lot of body action out of it. And we want to try to propel people into some type of action. We know what Dizdar is going to talk about. Hey, folks, do you have any idea how dark things are? Do you have any idea how dark darkness is? And as I've often said, if God is light, and he is total and complete light, so bright that we won't even be able to stand in his presence. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. How dark must darkness be? And I really believe that for the average Christian and the average American, if we're even aware of the dark world, we just have a toe in it. We don't really understand the depth of the depravity of the darkness. As you go down that deep old rabbit hole, I don't think we have any idea. And I was having a conversation again with Russ yesterday, and just talking about issues and MK Ultras and child trafficking. Folks, this stuff is so real. And the Pedigate and the pedophile, that stuff that they've been laughing about with Pizzagate and all that stuff. I don't know how much of it is true, but I know a lot of it is. And whether or not the Clintons are involved with it, and whether or not whether Podesta's involved, there is an underworld where deep, deep, dark child trafficking is taking place. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So Russ is going to talk about that. That's what he'll talk about, and how you can spot it and things that you can do. L.A. Marzulli is going to talk about, yeah, I know, makes some people nervous. He's going to talk about the Nephilim, which he has dedicated his life to the discovery of these dead giants, these dead bones and elongated heads. And it is what he does. Now, we know from Genesis 6. Hey, Jared, go there real quick. Just go there real quick. So, folks, I'm just trying to expand your horizons a little bit. That's all I'm trying to get you to do. You don't have to. I just want you to think when this show's over. I just want you to think. Now look what it says here. Genesis 6, verse 4. This is right out of the Bible. I'm not making this up, all right? There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that. Hey, there were giants in the land. And we love to tell people the story of David and Goliath. What was Goliath? Goliath was a giant, okay? There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and bare children unto them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and agreed to him at his heart. Okay, so now listen. So L.A. is going to come. He's going to talk about this stuff, about the Nephilim and the giants. You don't have to believe it. I mean, you don't have to. But it's right here. Then there's a book called The Book of Giants, which is not extra biblical book. And then there's the Book of Enoch, which talks about all this stuff. So L.A. is going to come and say, this could this possibly be going on? You don't have to believe it. It's fascinating. I've heard him a number of times. He ain't no kook. Mark Trump's going to come. He's going to talk to us about artificial intelligence and the web and what they're doing to us through the web and how they're gathering our information and what they're doing with it and how they're... Folks, this is all out there, and this is all out there. And the average Christian sitting in their church doesn't have any idea that this stuff is going on. And the cyber sleuthing and the cyberspace and all that stuff that we don't understand. Mark's going to talk about this. And David Arthur's going to come. And he's going to talk to us about the gay agenda, homosexuality, and all that thing. Guy came out of it. Here's what it works. Here's how it looks like. Here's the spiritual significance of it. Are they talking about that in your church? Are you hearing that in your church? Some people sit back and make fun of it. Well, this stuff's real. David Arthur lived 30 years as a woman. This stuff's real. He came out of it. Came out of it spiritually. Should Christians know about that? Well, it's up to you. I don't know. Pastor Mike Spaulding is going to come, and he's going to speak about what the church needs to do. In fact, he just wrote a fabulous book on making the pulpit great again. And Paul Bagley is going to come, and he's going to talk about the prophetic things that are coming. Listen, I just don't sit around and do Bible prophecy and watch the signs of the time. Although I don't do that. But it's important that these signs are lining up, and Pastor Paul's going to talk about that. And off the top of my head, I'm forgetting David Hebner is the last evangelist. He's going to come. Bill Federer. Did you guys hear Bill Federer the other night on Hagman and Hagman? I can't believe it that this guy's going to be here and open people's eyes to what's happened to our country and how we have fallen and what we need to do. And it's going to be fascinating. So we got plenty of room left in the event itself. Hotels, there's all kinds of hotels around there. You can't get a hotel room where we are in the, I can't even remember. I got so much stuff going through my head. I forgot the Hagmans, Doug and Joe Hagman. John Robertson's going to talk to us about Hollywood and how Hollywood's trying to influence everything. Folks, this is spiritual stuff that you'll never get. You can sit pie testing if you want to in your church and pray and bless your children and hide inside your stained glass fortress. Or you can take a step into the dark side and see exactly what's going on out there. When the Lord said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. What does that mean? What's that mean? So you get to hear from Doug and Joe Hagman and John Robertson and Sergeant, am I forgetting anybody? I don't even have it up in front of me right now. It's coming up this weekend, man. It's crucial. It's just crucial. As many of you as you can get there. And Jared, did he throw it up on it? Jared's always good getting stuff up on the screen for me. I'm not even looking at it. There it is. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter, Jared. It's okay. Occupy till he comes. And I know I've forgot somebody really important some speaker. Oh, Tom Dunn. Tom Dunn's going to be there. Thanks, Jared. Tom Dunn, we just added him. He's an independent filmmaker that goes in and films this dark stuff that's going on. Fascinating. This is going to be so good. And not only that, we all get to fellowship together. We get to hang out together, rub elbows with each other, get to know each other. Come on, man. Great. Best church service you've ever been part of. I promise you. That's this weekend. Anything? I don't even know if Sarge is in here today. Anybody have anything that they want to throw on the table regarding this? See, it continues to be the same thing for me. is we got to awaken people. But people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We don't know. And because we don't know, we end up not being able to fight properly. Okay, cool. Anybody, I'll open the door. If you want to jump in, jump in. Otherwise, I'm going to move on here. Gravelly voice here this morning for some reason. Gravelly. Jeremiah Thomas is in there in Tijuana. Begins his treatments today in Tijuana, Mexico. Let's keep him in prayer. And God will do a miracle there. All right? Hey, guys, can I touch on some edgy stuff? Can I start off with some edgy stuff? I'm not going to take a vote. I'll just tell some of you, if you don't like the edgy stuff, you don't like the tinfoil hat stuff, you can step out now. Hey, Jared, do me a favor. Let's go to Luke 12. Luke 12, I want to start there this morning. I'm going to go from Luke 12. Shelly, is that where it was? Yes. Like always, my wife gives it to me as I'm coming down the steps. Okay. In the meantime, this is Luke 12, verse 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people. That's a bunch of folk there, isn't it? Bunch of folk there, innumerable multitude of people. In so much that they trode upon one another. Do you get this picture? A lot of people that are walking on top of these. It's a mob. And he began to say to his disciples, first of all, now get this picture. All these people around, and he begins to speak directly to the disciples, first of all. He's talking to them. He's not talking to everybody. Beware ye the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, Jesus says. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Neither hid, that shall not be known. And I think that we are living in a time, because of the internet, because of so much availability of so much information, we're finding out things that are going to shock us, that are shocking us, in fact. I believe that before I die, before you guys die, we're going to know the truth about the Kennedy assassination. We're going to know the truth about our intervention into Korea and into Vietnam and all these wars that we fought. I think we're going to know the truth about all that. I think we're going to see the truth, as I said, about the Kennedy assassination and Martin Luther King. I think all this stuff's going. I think we're going to know it all. I think we are, because these dark, deep secrets, nothing hidden that's not going to be revealed. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness, shall be heard in the light. Time out. God's word true or not? Or do we selectively believe it? Because he says here, everything's going to be exposed. That's what the Lord says. Everything, right? There, so whatsoever you've spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you've spoken in the ear and closets shall be proclaimed up upon the housetops. And I shall say unto my friends, be not afraid of them that can kill the body. This guy's important. Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body. Why? And that... Be not afraid of them that can kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. All they can do is kill you. But I will forewarn you of whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed you hath power to cast you into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear that boy. Well, we know who that boy is, right? Fear the Lord, he said. You fear the Lord. You don't fear this other stuff. In fact, you're born again. You don't even fear dying. You know, that's all they can do. The worst thing they can do too is kill you. But you better be worried about that guy that after you're dead can do something else for it. Then he goes on and talks about five sparrows and numbers. Very hairs of your head are numbered. Time out. Think about that. I know you guys don't think I have hair. I got some hair. Now look there. Those hairs are numbered. Not counted. They're numbered. The Lord knows number one from number 1001. He knows them. That's pretty minute information right there, boys. Huh? Very head on your hair, he knows which one's gray. He knows the number of the gray ones. He knows the number of the frazzled ones. I mean, I say, I don't know. Cause how could that be? I don't know. I don't know how. All I know is I can talk to Siri and she hears me. That's all I know. And I can talk to the Holy Spirit and he hears me. So we are in the uncovering. I think we are in the unveiling period, that there's nothing hidden that's not going to be revealed. Okay. I got two things I want to talk about, and then we'll kind of move on. Let me say this. As a guy who was a high school football coach, my career as a high school football coach, nothing that bothered me or grieved me more than was disloyalty amongst my team. Disloyalty. And not only disloyalty, I don't believe in blind loyalty, but the undermining or the lack of faith sometimes that our football team would have. You know, one guy lose confidence in another guy, lose confidence in another guy, lose confidence in another guy. I don't know what's going on in Syria. I don't have any idea why President Trump would bomb Syria. But I am so sick and tired of every time he does something, another group of people are hating. How's he supposed to do anything that's going to please everybody? How does that possibly work?
Right.
And I said to you, first of all, thank God Hillary's not president.
Amen.
There is a deep state. Is he part of the deep state? I don't think so, but I don't know. Is the deep state infiltrated and giving him bad info? And I don't know. Have they threatened his family with that? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. But every time he makes a major decision, our team turns against him. I've never seen anything like it. Alex Jones called for his impeachment.
Yeah, I know.
So here's where I scratch my head on it. We're with him for better or for worse. He's the coach right now, for better or for worse, the way I say it. And if he's made a bad play, then it's a bad play. Made a bad play. I made a bunch of bad calls in my life too. But I was with my son yesterday, and he was giving me the details of what he thought was going on. And I said to him, you know what? You can trust this. If you're smart enough to figure it out, he's got to figure it out. And he's either turned or he's strategically doing something. I don't know which one it is. I don't know. Would I bomb Syria? No, I'd have got out of Syria. But he's smarter than me. He has more information than me. What he's doing for a purpose. If he's doing it because he's been bought out by the deep state, we're screwed anyway. Would everybody agree with that?
Absolutely.
If he's been bought out by the deep state, we're screwed anyway. And on the chance that maybe he hasn't been, why would we turn on him so quickly? I'm not saying not criticize him.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you know.
So he's either our coach or he isn't our coach. At this point, he's either our coach. Now, I'm going to throw this on the table, and then I'm going to shut up about it. I believe, just me, I have no basis of understanding. I really don't. I think that maybe there's been some backroom dealing going on. That the powers that be that are doing the best they can to push back against the deep state understand. Who was in there with us? France was in there with us, and Great Britain was in there with us, and we were attacking Russia. I think the world understands that we need a strong America for the balance of power in the world. I think they know that. There has to be a strong America. There's not a strong America. Things really get out of balance and in a hurry.
Right.
And this is me. This is not under the unction of the Holy Spirit. This is me telling you this. I think that if the bombing in Syria that took place was done with the approval of Russia, that's what I believe. It was done with their approval.
To send a message
to North Korea, to whoever else, that, hey, this dude in the White House is nuts. Don't mess with him. That's what I think's going on. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to jump. I'm not trading teams right now.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, what other choice do we have? We'll put Hillary back? I mean, come on.
So this is, I'm with you, Vince. So there's where we are, okay? I don't know. I want us out of Syria, and I think we'll be out of Syria soon. That's my opinion. Hey, boys, if he's bought off by the deep state, we're screwed anyway. And if he is bought off by the deep state, there is a deep state, and we ought to quit ignoring the fact that there is one. If they have bought him out, we better realize how serious this whole situation is. All right?
Amen.
Hey, do you guys know that 41, think about this now. I'm going to try to connect the dot for you here. 41 Republican congressmen are not seeking reelection. 41 are not seeking reelection.
Wow.
And I don't remember if we could go back and find the tape. Jared, if we could go back and find the tape like Rush Limbaugh would do, I would tell you that a year ago I said to you that this Clinton Foundation, this whole mess, is going to tie in both parties. Both parties are going to be connected in here. And who do we see bailing? Why do you think Paul Ryan stepped down? Come on, man. Come on, man. There's something going on larger than what we understand is going on. Now, wouldn't this be great if these 41 rhinos didn't run and a real Republican or a real change, new face got in there in their position? Wouldn't that be something?
41 real Republicans. Oh, yeah.
Guys, there's something really, really, there's something really, really big going on. And of course, the IG report came out. That was just the beginning. Hey, listen. I've done a rant. I'm not nearly done. I'm going to open it up for some friendly opposition or another opinion that you guys see. I got somewhere I'm going. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. I mean, I see it. He's just. I mean, right, you could pick. You say, I'm loyal to Trump, and then you just, everything is in that vein, right? Which, But I would say the guy's surrounded by enemies. I mean, is he never going to do anything that's going to be like, yeah, here you go, neocons, you know, yeah, here you go. And then once he has his power base, right, once he has his power base, those 41 seats, then, I mean, right, maybe then.
Yeah, but see, Jared, you're breaking up a little bit, by the way. See, listen, look at it from this. This is me now. I don't know. This is not thus saith the Lord, okay? This is not. This guy's called the art of the deal, right? And so he's thinking, I got to give this to get this. I got to do all this. With all these swamps that are around him, he's trying to do the art of the deal. And you know what he's saying? So he doesn't really want to bomb Syria. In fact, he said we were going to leave Syria. And then all of a sudden, now we bomb Syria. Is it possible he's hoping that maybe his base will stay with him through thick and thin, even though it's not maybe what they want to stick with me on this thing? I'm juggling here. I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'm not so ready to jump ship like I hear so many other guys. I wish he hadn't bombed Syria. I wish we would get the heck out of the Middle East. I don't think our foreign policy, I don't think it's the job of the United States to protect Israel in every decision. That's another thing we're going to get to here in a minute.
Hey, Coach.
He's trying to figure out who his team is. Yes.
Damascus has to fall.
Go ahead, Mark. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Larry could give you the scripture, but yeah, that's part of end times. Damascus got to fall.
Psalm 83.
Oh, right. Well, we have to remember, though, that this is not the biblical Israel. This is man-made Israel.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get into that here in a second, too.
Did I say that out loud?
Well, no, it's okay, see. Here's what I think really is a big part of the problem that we see. I agree that Damascus is going to lie in rubble and ruins. Isn't that what it says? Damascus is going to fall. One of the oldest civilizations on the earth is going to be in ruins, according to the scripture. But see, here's what I think part of our problem is. And again, I'm not a theologian. But just the possibilities that we are viewing the world. Let me tighten down my lens. I don't have a lens over here. We're viewing the world through the lens of Israel. Everything we're doing in our foreign policy has to do with Israel. And if we could pull back Israel, then I think our narrowed foreign policy would change. That's what I think. I support Israel because they're a democracy in the Middle East. I don't support Israel because I think they're God's chosen people. I'm sorry. That's me. And God's promise is to Israel. It's not America's promise to Israel, right? Bless those who bless Israel. I understand all that stuff. But our foreign policy is too tightly wound, I believe, around the nation of Israel. And I think it's theological. Somebody else, come on in.
Brother, I think from Matthew where it says, in the measure which you judge, so shall it be judged back onto you. And those are the three measures that we find in Daniel chapter 9. God judges individually, God judges corporately, and God judges a nation. And when I hear that, you know, this is that we're going to judge Syria for using chemical weapons on its own people, which it's horrible. We got to look at this. This is a spiritual thing. We are declaring our own judgment. A nation who has slaughtered millions of its own children by using chemical warfare.
You have no place to talk. Isn't that what they say, Dale? You got no place to talk. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. And so whatever happens, we deserve for sure. We deserve. And the hypocrisy, remember leaven of the Pharisees? What is the leaven of the Pharisees? Hypocrisy. We're murdering babies with chemicals. And then at the same time complaining. Like being killed with a gun. Chemicals. What's the difference? Dead is dead, right? What's the difference? And so our hypocrisy, I think, is being exposed. Remember, nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And the deeper we get down this rabbit hole, the more is going to be revealed about what really has been our motivation in much of the Middle East. That's where I want to try to daintily take us this morning. I don't think we get it. I don't think we get the depth of darkness. Somebody else.
Dave, Chad, I just wanted to say too that, you know, what he did is he said, we are going to bomb you. We're going to send missiles in there. We're going to send smart missiles in there. We telegraphed the entire, you know, strategy to it. And so to me, this is, they're working a deal. They had a deal. Yep. Him and Putin and them had a deal. Because you notice, who's really doing all the fighting over there? Israel and Iran. That's mm-hmm. who's really continuing the bombing. Now, the French have done some, sure. But you notice who didn't was Germany. They didn't do anything because they get all their oil or natural gas from Russia. So if they would have crossed the line, they might have lost their stuff. So, we've got to stay with Trump. Something going
it's
on.
A bit, it's a, going something much. Going on. Bigger picture than we understand. It's much bigger than we understand. You guys know me. If I was going to leave Trump, I would have left him when he didn't defund Planned Parenthood. That's a big issue to me. That's when I'd left him. Not over Syria, although I think Syria is ridiculous. To me, as Pastor Dale just said, if we don't stop killing our own babies, if we don't stop doing this, the wrath of God's going to come down on us. And in my way of thinking, that is the most critical issue of all. We have got to stop the slaughter of innocents. Or what are we? What was that again? Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. That's it, fellas. That's it right there, see, in my mind. But I didn't leave Trump over Planned Parenthood because I think there's something bigger going on. Amen. Of course, the bigger thing I think going on there is he's trying to wake the body of Christ to do something about it. That's what he wants to do. He wants the church to do something about it. Church rise up and end abortion. Not Trump. The church.
He's not holding his breath.
And the Republicans aren't into abortion. These 41 rhinos that are falling by the wayside, they're not into an abortion, right? So we got to be careful. We got to trust, man. We got to trust. You know what I wish I could do? I wish I could spend my whole time over in the chat because there's great discussions going on over there. Here's what I'm gonna say to you. what I said to a football parent one night after a football game. Parent came out to me and we'd won, but his kid hadn't played enough. And so he's right outside at locker, right after he's chirping at me about this and this and this and playing this guy because of his name and playing this guy because who his dad is and playing this guy because this guy's dad takes you out for meals, all that stuff being lies, of course, putting money in your pocket. And I said, pardon me, sir, let me tell you something. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. And I walked away. And so that's what we are. We are all peanut gallery sitters. And we don't know what the hell we're talking about. Really. When it gets right down into the nitty gritty. We see the big picture, but we don't understand the chess moves that are taking place. And I'm not here to say Donald Trump is right in everything he's done. But I'm here to say he's coaching our team. He's all we got. And so we have to have some faith there that he's not as dumb as we think he is.
And then, Coach, you know, most of those people being killed and gassed in Syria, those are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's right. That's right, Dale. And Dale, it's 11 of the Pharisees, isn't it, brother? It's 11 of the 11 of the Pharisees.
Amen. You know, brother, you know me. I wasn't on board with Trump. He is my president. I pray for him. We pray for him every opportunity at church and on our Sundays and even on our Wednesdays. 1 Corinthians 15:32. It says, "Bad company corrupts good morals."
Amen, man.
Brother, Trump, the greatest swimmer in the world, can only tread his hands above water for so long. And so, brother, what happens is the only way you're going to do that is somebody's going to have to jump into that swamp and lift him up and hold his hands up. Brother, that's the thing. These guys are bailing out on him. There's 42 Republicans. They're bailing out on him. They would rather throw the nation under the bus, have this guy impeached in his second of the four-year term there, to bring chaos into this nation so they can get their agenda back on track.
No, well, it is part of that, Dale. But listen, their hands are dirty.
Right.
Their hands are dirty.
Filthy. Dripping with blood.
They've received money from the Clinton Foundation or whatever. This is all, I believe this is all going to be exposed. And so they're trying to bow out. And they don't care whether Trump wins or not. In fact, they would probably like to see Trump impeached, because if he's impeached, then the truth isn't going to come out. That right. is their strategy. That's the way that I see it.
Hey, Coach. That's
what's going on. Yeah.
Okay, so we watch the news, and we see when these rioters go into a city, and they bust into the store, and they grab everything. But the second the cameras and the lighter turn on them, what do? They grab as much as they can, and they run. That's exactly what's happening in D.C.
Yes, sir.
You know, they talk about, you know, raising the age of Social Security and so forth. The retirement package for congressional elected person is unbelievable. They don't get it if they're defeated in an election. You can't go out being defeated. But if you retire and you're not defeated at the ballot box, you can get it. Leaving office, we all would be. It's another reason why they're leaving. They're
they've had those benefits from the second time that they got into office, all right? So. What it is to me, guys, is the various reasons for them doing it. I was going to do a video on this. I actually did it last night, and I deleted it. But I was talking about this exact same thing. Why are so many of them bailing out? The Senate only needs two seats to lose the majority to the Democrats, if you will. Okay, so then you flip over here. You have 435 seats in the House of Representatives, which 237 of them are Republican, 192 are Democrats with six vacant spots. So this, now it's 41. So that's huge swing. I think they're going after, this is their second to last run at impeachment. Mm-hmm. If they don't get this in Congress, then they're going to do the violence.
So why do they want Trump impeached? Because their hands are dirty. They want the investigations to go away. That's my take on it.
No, that's exactly right, brother. No, that's what it is.
And it's not. It could be retirements and all that stuff too, Roger. That's all mixed in. But ultimately, they don't want the truth revealed. They will be. Some of them will go to jail. Some of these guys are going to go to jail. So they're going to step back and they're going to let what happens happen. And they're going to be praying that the other side wins so that their deeds can be buried. That's not from the Holy Spirit. That's from me. That's what I think is going on.
And so that comes back to the voter. Who are you going to put back in there? It doesn't have to be a Democrat. Doesn't necessarily have to be a Republican, brother. Then it comes back under the people.
You're absolutely hitting the nail on the head with them wanting to get out there. They've got their hands dirty and they're corrupt, and they've been corrupt since they went there, because that's what the deep state always does. They find the vice of whoever goes in there, and they capture them. And then I wanted to make a statement right quick on Israel. Israel is God's land. Not necessarily the people that are inhabiting it right now, but Israel is God's land.
The land.
The earth is God's land.
Right. The earth is God's land, but the Israel is God's chosen place. Jerusalem is where he put his stamp on the world. So, you know, that place, regardless of the ants that are crawling around on it, that's going to be his place.
Well, also, we also have to remember that salvation was even extended to us Gentiles, infidels, or whatever you want to call us. It was extended to us for the sole purpose of making Israel jealous so they would come to God too.
Good point, Larry. Okay, so let me get away from Trump and everything, because I want to show you some things here, something that's really, I just can't deny it. I know you guys can, and I know the tinfoil hat makes some of you nervous, but I'm just telling you, this is everywhere. It's everywhere now. Just get on the internet and begin to look. You guys remember back when Anthony Weiner was, when he was arrested? Remember come on, go back in your mind now, right? And they got his laptop, remember? And they had that thing on there called life insurance or whatever. Are you guys all with me? This goes back quite a ways, because they're really good at burying stuff, right? And you remember the stories about how the NYPD who seized the laptop when they got in it, that the stuff on that laptop was so vile and sickening that hardened detectives were weeping. Does anybody remember that but me? Anybody at all remember that but me?
You know what, too, bro.
Yeah, well, Vinny, you stay out of it, man, because you're there in New York. Anybody else remember that? Anybody else remember that? Is it just me that remembers that? Nobody?
No, I don't want you.
Okay, I don't want you to think I'm making it up, right?
No,
and
it,
all Hillary.
It was all over the internet.
Yeah. And Weiner and Uma and that life insurance. Yeah. And yeah, remember all that, right? And then it was handed over to the FBI, right? Then it was handed over to the FBI, and they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And the guys in New York couldn't figure out what the heck's going on. How come nobody's doing anything about this?
They got buried,
right? Well, boys, I'm getting goosebumps. Boys, there's nothing. Didn't we just read this today? There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Didn't we just read that? Yeah, I think I did right along here somewhere. And you know, believe it or not, Mark Webb, Trump, you out there, Mark? Before I go any further, Mark, is there any such thing as a dark web? Or can you explain to me, Mark, what the dark web would be?
Sure, absolutely. There is a dark web, and we use it as part of our research. But basically, one of the most common areas of the dark web is called Pastebin. And once you gather data, you can put it on Pastebin, and it will never go away.
Mark, how do you get into the dark web? How do you get into the dark web, Mark?
Go to pastebin.com.
You got to pay to get in there?
Nope. It's public. So it's basically, dark web is a term used for areas of the internet that people store data. All right? Once you store the data there, it can't be removed, and it's part of the public domain. So a lot of areas of the dark web contains intellectual property, drawings, passwords, decrypted passwords for Windows, for instance, just tons and tons
Mark,
of information.
Is it dark because it's evil, or is it dark because you can't see it? Which is it?
It's just a term used like the black market for data.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
And that's all it is. Now, of course, it's dark. It's where people, trade illegal information and so forth. But let's say, Coach, that you run a company called ABC Lumber, and you're getting hacked. Okay, so one of the things you can do is do what's called an open source intelligence. And what that does is it goes to all the social media sites. It goes to the dark web, Pastebin, Tor sites, and so forth. And we gather anything related to lumber.com, ABC Lumber. We put it in a report, and we give it to the company and say, you know, here's all of your open source information that's out on the internet that hackers can use to gain access to you. And we do that like before big events, like if the president's moving or if there's elections or Olympics. We do open source intelligence to determine hacker activity and discussions about terrorist activity on the internet. So you use dark web to do that because that's where they trade information. So a lot of the aliases, a lot of the code words, and all that are part of it around these events.
So, Mark, short and sweet, dark web's real.
Real, absolutely, and it's a research spot that you have to go to as a white hat hacker.
Okay, and you could put something on the dark web, Mark?
Yes.
learn how to do it. I can put it on there. You can put it on there. Anybody can put it on there. Would it be possible for one of these detectives at NYPD maybe found a clip of something that on that Wiener laptop and had downloaded onto the thumb drive that nobody knew he'd done it? And could that kind of stuff show up on the dark web?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've actually got the Wiener link here that I was going to share. Yeah, absolutely. That's where you put stuff that you either want to protect or usually it's used for nefarious reasons. You're not using it in order to promote health of something. Like for instance, Snowden released a lot of documents on the dark web in many different areas. So that's just how he publicized it. WikiLeaks.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah, WikiLeaks is a form of dark web, right? It's a form of.
Yeah. Okay, boys. So stay with me here a second, okay? Stay with me. Constantly thinking at this end. How come Wiener's in jail and nobody else is in trouble? All this stuff was on his website, all this stuff is on his computer. Made these hardened detectives cry. And Wiener's in jail, and we don't hear anything else about the dark web. We don't hear anything else, nothing else. Say, Coach, you're a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, I can think. Something doesn't seem right here to me, right? These hardened right. FBI. So what do we see today? Jared, go ahead and click on, it says, whom and Hillary. Evidently, there's been released in the last couple of days onto the Stark Web one of these videos of Huma and Hillary that has made these hardened detectives cry.
Oh, no.
Let's go there real quick. Let me see. Jared, yeah, I'm trying to find you, Jared. There you are. There it is. Now, guys, we're not going to – listen, I don't know if it's true, okay? But this is at 1,000 different sites on the Internet right now. This information right here is on 1,000 different sites, probably 1,000, maybe more. Horrific Hillary Clinton snuff film circulating on the dark web. Now, I'm not going to – the video isn't here, okay? But this is something off of Wiener's laptop. Well, why would Wiener have it? Huma is his wife. They're storing this information. He's keeping it as life insurance in case they come for him. Well, they came for him. He cut some kind of deal that he just got a few years in prison, right? It was life insurance. It worked out pretty good for him, all right? Look down here. It says it's an extreme snuff film. You say, I don't believe that. I don't care. How dark is dark? How deep is deep? How evil is evil? Extreme snuff film featuring Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, raping and mutilating a prepubescent girl circulating on the dark web, according to sources familiar with the material. Video called Frazzle Drip has been circulating on the web since Monday, according to reliable sources who have viewed the material and confirmed the content worse than any nightmare. Now, wait a minute. Wasn't that information they said made hardened detectives cry? Yes or no? Somebody just help me out here, right? Now, if this isn't true, somebody's a master manipulator. I mean, somebody is really, really good, right? Now, scroll on down here, people. It says many people are unable to watch the video due to the horrific nature of it, of the content, according to four sources familiar with the tape. This video here, no sense playing this video. It doesn't show anything. It doesn't show anything. Okay, but scroll on in the video. Now, I don't know if it's true. Go back up a little bit, Jared. I'm sorry. In the video, they take a little girl and they fillet her face, according to reports, and they in turn take turns taking that skin and putting it over their own faces, Huma and Hillary, like a mask. It's believed they were terrorizing the young girl deliberately, causing the child's body to release adenochrome, which is adrenaline, into her bloodstream before bleeding her out and drinking the blood during a satanic ritual. Ah, Coach, that's unbelievable. Don't blame me. Google it yourself, right? Then it says, here's some pictures from the video, supposedly. It was understood the files were recovered from Anthony Wiener's laptop located in the insurance folder. Reliable sources familiar with the dark web claim the snuff tape was dropped by an unknown user and began circulating early last week. The dark web is a place, blah, 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 blah. In theory, the dark web, well, Mark just explained all that stuff. Okay? Nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and I continue to say to you, well, I was talking to Russ Dizdar yesterday. I have another source that I could talk about. But this child trafficking, the satanic abuse of children, is far greater than what any of us understand. Average Church doesn't have any idea. Chad, somebody jump in here. Somebody.
It's disgusting is what it is. Yeah, and then life insurance, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, he's still alive, so it proves that it works.
Hey, how about this one?
He's probably not in jail. He's probably in protective custody, frankly.
How about this one, too? How about this one? Thanks, Sarge. You saw that Epstein Island just burnt down. Did you guys see that?
Yes,
the pedophile island they all went to. That wouldn't. That, well, what would happen? That island burnt down. Are you kidding me? Doggone it. I hate it when that happens. Have you heard any of that on the mainstream news? Well, Google it and you'll find out. It was a lightning strike or something caused all of that burned down. There where all the Clintons and everybody went, doggone it. I hate it when that burns down. And now we can't get any more. Now we can't get any more information out. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Remember, nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And the depth of the darkness is greater than we even understand. Well, how much time I got? 15 minutes. Come on, somebody come in here, call me a fool. I decide, you report.
Not a fool, Coach. You're hitting stuff right on. And if any of you guys ever watched those movies, the hostile movies?
No.
They were showing us right then. They can't keep this stuff hidden because they have one of the things, I guess, that part of the satanic rituals is that they have to let us know that they're doing it. Of course, they, you know, put it out there as fiction when in reality it is real.
Well, and not only that, they try to get ahead of the game and poison the audience, right? They need to start poking fun. All conspiracy theorists, you guys, alt news, you guys are crazy. They try to poison the field before the news is released. See, I think Trump's dealing with all this stuff. So I want to take you someplace else right now. Are we all okay? Okay. Yes, I know we are. I got this. This came to my attention. Jared, let's go to Romans 1 real quickly. You guys understand how dark some people are? You understand the birds of a feather flock together? You understand that, right? Jared, let's go to about 17. I use Romans 1 a lot. I know that you guys do too, but stay with me. Stay here. Okay? Let's go to 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God showed it unto them, and for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood that the things that are made, even his eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See, these people are not going to be able to stand before the Lord and say, I didn't know. He says, yes, you know. You're without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, neither were thankful, but foolish in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image of man made and the corruptible beast and two birds, four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, dishonor their own bodies between themselves, men with men doing that, which is, wow. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even the women did change the natural use into with that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving themselves the recompense for their, which was great. And God gave them over to that reprobate mind, being filled with all righteousness, yada, yada, yada. Goes down to it. So I want to show you something that's circulating, that's going on in our midst, all around America right now. Jared, go to click on the claw info. This is just stuff that you just can't believe. You just can't believe would be happening, okay? You just can't believe. There's an event. These events right here called claw are being held at different very... they have, like, you know, we do conferences. Well, they do conferences. We have one coming in Cleveland here, April 26th. See if you can find another one up there, Jared. There are others. They'll tell you where they are. I don't want to see all this yet. Okay, Jared? anyway, they're in Chicago. They're in Miami. They're in Las Vegas. And what are these clause conventions? Well, these clause conventions are, well, guys go around and do what we just read there in Romans 1. Listen, if you get offended by vile stuff, you might want to tune out right now. Because this is just as real. There's some of you who are listening right now who would not believe this is real. And you're the same people that wouldn't believe that Hillary and Huma is real. You're the same people. Oh, that can't be real. So all you have to do is go to the CLAW website. There's one here, as I said, one here in Cleveland. There's one probably coming in Chicago. But Jared, let's see what they're teaching in this seminar here, Jared. Jared, can we start at the top maybe? Here, stop right there. You go. Let's see. This is Friday. You show up. It costs $189 to go. You can learn Puppy for the Outsider. Puppy for the Outsider. Oh, or you can go to Flogging 101. Or Setting the Scene, Enhancing Fantasy Roleplay. Hey, boys. This is all boys. How about the amazingness of a chosen family? And then ABD, I don't even know what these things are, an intro into a little space. Oh, let's go at 10 o'clock, Beyond the Whips and Change, Emergency Care for the Dungeon. Jared, let's go down. Jared, I want to go down to the ease of cigar play. I would like to, I'd like to have, oh, let's, how about that? I want to go to Pushing Ponies. Pushing Puppies. I wonder what that was. I wonder what that is. Oh, 10 o'clock, we can go to the ultimate bond, men only. Are you guys seeing this on your screen? You guys seeing this? This is Romans 1. We're reading Romans 1. Oh, Jared, an intro into fisting. Oh, the places you can go. Is this amazing? Is this amazing? This kind of stuff is... You can go down through this page and you can see what is going on. The depth of debauchery of the heart of men is amazing. Now, Jared, I want to make sure. Yeah, you got it up there. You got it up there. Jared, where's that one? I saw one in here. It's called Scat. Scat? Scat. David Arthur, are you there, David? David Arthur?
I am.
Hey, David Arthur. These folks, remember, these are going on. They're having these seminars all across America. Do you think these, let me stop a minute. Do you suppose these guys show up with a pen and a pencil and they're just taking notes at a seminar? Do you think that's what's going on? Just taking notes. One of the things they have is what's called, was it on Saturday? I think it's Saturday morning. They have scat. I said, scat? What is scat? What is scat? Keep going. Square. How, there's a good one. Jared, you missed a good one. Square pegs and round holes. Oh, there we go. Oh, so anyway, scat. I asked my friend David Arthur if he knew what scat was. Are you guys? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's one, Jared. There's one, Jared. I like clean butts, and I cannot lie. You guys see this? This is the debauchery of unrestrained evil.
These are the people who are your teachers in public school.
Maybe. Yes, some of them are.
Hey,
infiltrated.
Coach.
Yes.
Hey, Coach, going back to that Romans chapter 1, let's understand Paul's writing this letter to the Romans, and in connection with what you're just reading about, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, says this, mm-hmm. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness. Who holds the truth? Who's supposed to be preaching the truth? Who's supposed to be delivering the mail?
Amen, brother. We know who that is, don't we, Dale?
Yes, we do, brother. This was talking about the Clintons. Look, we know the Clintons are tied into stuff like this, and what they carry their Bibles, they go into church. We got priests and their pedophilia, brother. This is literally the exposing of the church for judgment.
Yeah, Dale. Thank you, Dale. And we don't want to believe it's going on. We don't want to believe in the depth of evil. Now, this is, listen, we're running out of time here. This is going on in hotels across America. Scat. Scat. So I called my dear friend, the Alphabet Man, and I said, David, tell me, what is scat? Are you guys ready? You might want to tune out, because this is conspiracy theory. This is tinfoil hat. This isn't really going on in a hotel in your town. Now, this all made up. David, what is scat? We got it up on the screen. What is scat? What is scat, David?
Oh, Coach, cool. Scat covers quite a few different things. It has to do with feces, of course, but it also has to do with being sexually aroused from being defecated on or from defecating on somebody. It also has to have to do with engaging in anal sex while defecating and also consuming feces, which opens a whole lot of parasitic and disease doors.
Guys, is this unbelievable? See, which would be harder to believe? Somebody raping a 5-year-old girl or this? Which is hard? Which would be harder for you to believe? And this is going on in hotels all across America. Jared, go back to the main site, Claw Info. Just go to the homepage. Boy, I should have been more prepared to this. Just show you that this is going on. This is going on a lot of places, man. This one's in Cleveland, Ohio. But there are others. There are other places. Look at the sponsors. This is a big deal, fellas. This is a big deal. These are going on everywhere. Say, Coach, what do we have here? The International Mr. Leather, black leather and color. Oh, there we go. There's Claw Nation. Claw Nation. The hotels that support it. Weekend reservation, $177, $199 on site. Dinners for 90. See, they got all kinds of money, don't they? See, so we're having Christian conferences, and they're having perversion conferences. Why? Because the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And unfortunately, the seed of the woman doesn't want to believe what's going on with the seed of the serpent. We don't want to believe it. And we don't want to believe that there are those in high places who are protecting the seed of the serpent. There are seeds of the serpent in high places that are protecting this. Think about this. Just even think of this from a health standpoint, that your family's going to go to that hotel the next weekend. Yes, Larry?
Read up there what's shown on Jared's screen right now. Volunteers get a cut rate. Don't think it's just taking notes like you said. Those volunteers are volunteering for something.
Yeah, for free.
6 to 8 hours of volunteer time. Ugh. Okay, now, guys, here's our dilemma, see? I'm a Christian libertarian, meaning if these guys want to crap on each other in their privacy of their own homes, that's one thing. That's between them and the Lord. See, we're allowing this kind of stuff. See, they've done a masterful job of convincing us that homosexuality is Timmy and Tommy getting married and having a garden. That's what they want to convince us of.
Yeah, right.
And it's deeper and darker than we even want to understand. I'm going to tell you this. Pedophilia is deeper and darker than we even want to understand. The evils in the swamp are deeper and darker than we even understand. And there sits President Trump. If he's forced, good. If he's not, there ain't anything we can do about it. There he is trying to fight this massive amount of unexplained evil that we can't even begin to conceive. And we know about that much, and we're on the outside rather than praying for him, criticizing. See, that's why I didn't vote for him. I knew you couldn't trust him. That's why I didn't vote for him. I hear that over and over and over and over. Well, hell, vote for Hillary then.
Well, Coach.
Because what you would see Hillary's doing on the dark web will curl our toes, if I understand it right. Yeah, Jared.
Well, like you said before, and like Pastor Dale said, the church doesn't understand redemption, right? If the church actually believed in real redemption, then they would reach their hand into the swamp and grab Trump's hand and pull him out. They wouldn't turn their back on him and walk away. The church would reach their hand into the government and say, no, this is the right way to do it, just like Jesus does for every single person.
Amen, Jared. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. Boy, we've been all over the place today, haven't we? Remember, nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And boys and girls, if you underestimate the forces of darkness, you do it at your own peril. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.